The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father, a mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother, a mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Every year during Holy Week, the bishop celebrates the Chrism Mass, that is the Mass of the Oils, and he blesses three different types of oil which we use during the year for various ceremonies. One is the sacred chrism, which is used at ordination or confirmation or in baptism. There is the oil of the infirm, which is used for the sacrament of the sick. And then there is the oil of the catechumens, which is used for those coming into the church. So three different types of oils. And if you don't know it, if you were baptized, you were anointed during the baptismal ceremony with the sacred chrism. And in the early days of the church, I'm talking Old Testament church, really, when a priest, prophet, or king were anointed, they would be anointed with sacred chrism. And it's an olive oil that has some kind of wonderful aroma to it. So if someone was going to take over as the king of Israel, he would be anointed with this oil. If he was going to be a prophet in a very special way, he would be anointed with oil. And of course, priests would be anointed with oil as well. So the ceremony of being anointed with oil goes way back to the Old Testament. So since you were anointed in baptism with a chrism, the sacred chrism, you are truly, literally, a priest, a prophet, and a king. Okay, this, we're not pretending. We don't just go through the ceremony because it's nice and reminds us of the past. But it's a very serious anointing that happens to us. So, of course, we are priests. What is a priest? Well, we're not talking about the priesthood, the ordained priesthood. We're talking about the priesthood of the people. But any priest is someone who leads other people in prayer and worship. We all are called to do that. How are we kings? Well, as members of the household of Christ, we are called, again, to be like a good king or queen, to lead people in the ways of the Lord, to take the authority we've been given by God to lead people to the Lord, or if they've strayed, to bring them back to the Lord. And as prophets, we are called basically to correct other people. That's basically what a prophet is called to do, to correct other people. So if the people got off the route the right way, the prophet would step forward and say, you are going the wrong way. And it wasn't that he was going to prophesy anything for the future, but he often would say, if you don't get back on the right track, something bad is going to happen to you. And as we look at the Old Testament, that happened again and again. The prophets would come along, say, no, that's not the right way to go. The people didn't listen, and some catastrophe befell them. So because you and I are prophets, we are called to go into the world and to say to people, this is the chosen path of God. You have gotten off the path. You need to get back on the path. And if we are really, really being good prophets, if we are doing what we are called to do as a prophetic people, we will be thrown into muddy cisterns. We will be crucified. we will be marginalized because the world does not want to hear that the way we're going is the right way. Look at Jeremiah in the first reading today. He was a prophet. He knew what the Lord wanted. He told the people. He told the people. The people did not want to hear it. They said, he's demoralizing people with his bad news. Well, if it's bad news, the prophet has to give that bad news. But the people complained, so a group put him in a cistern hoping to shut him up. Well, of course, he was pulled out of that, but his end was not a good one. He was taken forcibly into exile in Egypt, and some scholars even think he was assassinated there, simply because he was called to be a prophet by the Lord and to tell people, this is the way you're supposed to go. And, of course, the best prophet of all is Jesus himself. He certainly was the prophet of prophets, and what happened to him? He was crucified. He came to liberate us, free us from the power of sin and death, but like human beings throughout history, people said, well, no, we'd rather continue our own way, get out of here. And of course, they got him out of there by crucifying him. But just like Jesus, just like Jeremiah, just like Isaiah, just like Moses, who was a prophet, we are called to go forth and to say to everyone, this is the truth. You're not following the truth. Get back on course. And if we look at the word, let's just look at our own country, our own state, our own city. Are we really being prophets? Are we going forth, not to hurt people, obviously, but to save people, to get them back on the right path? Or do we expect, let's say, Father to do it, or the bishop to do it, or somebody else to do it? But you are as much a prophet as was Moses. You have been anointed to be a prophet. You are just like Jeremiah. You are called to step forward and to say, this is the truth, this is not the truth, regardless of what happens to you. And as the writer of the book of Hebrews puts it, we have not yet shed our blood, which means we really haven't been doing our job well or fully. We got a long way to go. So, as prophets, we are called to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord, to know the Lord, to keep that relationship with the Lord alive and vibrant. We're called to continue to worship together, just as Moses and Jeremiah and Jesus did. We're called, like the saints, to commit our lives, everything in our lives, to the good news of salvation, which in a word is Jesus. We're called, like all of them, to go forth and to find ways, and there will always be many, many ways and opportunities, to say no. Jesus says in the gospel, he came not to bring peace, but to bring, I'm going to use the word disruption. He wanted to disrupt the system. The way things were done so that people could not cling to the old ways and have to see, well, there is another way. It's really an old way, but we've let that old way go by the wayside and we're doing what we want to do. So this prophetic call that you and I have is a real prophetic call from the one God. And again, it's not just something that happens in a nice ceremony so we can have some nice cocktail talk and say, you know, I'm a priest, prophet, and king. You know, that's not going to get us very far. But if we take seriously, again, that we have been anointed to be prophets, just like those in the Old Testament, then we got to work at it. We got to discipline ourselves. We have to talk with our fellow parishioners and say, how are we going to be a prophet today? What do we know that's going on that we have to step forward and say no? That is wrong, that is evil. Just one obvious example. Jim Havens, once a month, has a standout for life in front of the Planned Parenthood program down on University Avenue. And if you go to that, there are people who hate those who are out there showing their focus on the dignity of all human life. So there is some pushback there. Now, of course, we're there with 100, 200 other people. Nobody's been killed yet. That might happen. But it's one way in which the people who go are exercising their prophetic call. And again, it's in a group. So there's safety in numbers, or at least there's assurance in numbers that we're all there supporting one another. But the fact is, people are exercising their prophetic call. So the question for all of us here is today, how are we practicing our prophetic call? And if we're not, how are we going to do it during the coming week? What are we going to do to remember that we are prophets, true prophets in the name of Jesus Christ, called to come forth and to proclaim the goodness of God's call to every single human being? So no excuses. No excuses. Doesn't matter how old you are, infirm, young. It doesn't matter. We all are called to practice that role of prophet. Why? Because number one, that's what God wants. He wants us to be prophets. But number two, we do it for the salvation of souls. That's the key to it. We want people to be saved. And if we don't speak up, if we don't say, no, that's wrong, this is the right way, let me walk the right way with you, come with us, then people will fall into hell. And we will be held accountable to the extent that we did not say anything or correct others. So the stakes are very, very high. But with God, we can't fail. God will always come into what we're doing and make it flourish in some way. We may never see it until we die and go before the throne of God. But God guarantees that the little efforts we make, the big efforts we make, do bear fruit in some way. So again, as you go forth this weekend, just take the one word with you, prophet. Maybe you want to look in the mirror, though, I'm told that's not a good thing to do, and say, I am a prophet. Or at yourself, you are a prophet. Be a prophet today. Live the life of a prophet today. And then literally, think of where you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, what evil you're going to see, and we see it all over the place, how you are going to go forth and somehow speak up about it so that not only can people know how to get off the path that goes to hell, but they can also know the path that leads to Jesus Christ. Not an easy path. It does involve suffering, but that's our call. That's what we're called to do. That's what we've been commissioned to do in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And also remember, of course, that Jesus is right there walking with us, really doing the hard lifting, but in empowering us to be the prophets we are called to be. We are prophets. We are called to be a prophetic people. We're called to celebrate the good news of salvation wherever we are. So let's do that as we go forth from this church today.